And they're coming around the neck. And they're neck and neck and they're coming around the bend. And then, he falls and he's in the dust.
Did you say that we're necking? Did you say necking?
What?
The horses were necking?
No, I said they were neck and neck.
Neck and neck?
Yeah, the horses were neck and neck.
Did you just say they were necking?
No, none. Who are you?
I don't know. Who are you?
I work here.
Oh, you get paid?
No, it's a volunteer sort of thing.
Volunteer?
Yeah, I could have been a clown or do this, and I said it's easier to do this.
You still got a well makeup, though.
Who are you again?
Oh, me. Who are you? I'm a man with bad English accent.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
And a little on the... Here, have a Tic Tac.
Yeah. Tasty. Have I ever mentioned that I like maps?
You've tuned into Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better than bowling with a champion.
It's better
than playing pool with Minnesota Fats.
It's better
than campaigning against a local hero.
It's better
than not trying at all.
Two Blind Squirrels in the morning.
You ever feel sorry for Brian Bridges?
Not trying at all.
I mean, what? You really feel sorry for Brian Bridges?
How's that?
Why he seems to come up with all these things very effortlessly.
Oh, yeah.
Must be, he must go through his entire day looking for things.
I think he's trying to tell us something.
that we're better than. It's like, oh, well, they're better than that. I mean, it seems like he has a sort of a sad life, you know? I hope he enjoys it.
You hope what? He enjoys what?
His life. But coming up with these songs.
He spent a lot of time on us.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay, though.
You're depressing me.
I'm sorry.
It's too much time spent thinking about us.
At night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand. It's all right.
Today is a very special show. You have tuned in. I hope you tuned in. I hope you didn't miss this show because it was the holidays and all. Because this is the Bushy Tail Awards show. This is the time you've been waiting for all year.
Let's find get out. Ready to bushy!
Squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen in a time at all. Radio on demand. It's all right.
All right, well, if this is your first year to listen to the show, I think I'm a little high here.
Can you believe you can even say that?
It's amazing, isn't it?
Your first year.
If you haven't been listening to the show for more than a year, you're a loser. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Sorry.
Poke them in the eye already.
Yeah. No, we do a thing at the end of every year called the Bushy Tail Awards. And it's a good thing.
Extra starch.
People always ask, is that a good thing? It's a good thing.
It's hard to remember. But the baseline is, it's in contrast to the Matted Tail Award.
This is true.
If you just remember Matted Tail, it's pretty apparent that Bushy Tail is a good thing.
Good thing.
Because Matted, I don't care who you are, Matted Tail is not good.
Not good. Not good. And sometimes we give these out during the year on occasion. But at the end of the year, we like to give them out in toto, so to speak. So.
The dogs?
What? No, the band. Are you ready to give out your first Bushy Tail Award?
What category? Give me a category.
Let's start with movie.
Okay, movie. Yes, I'm ready.
What is your nomination? Who are you giving the award to? Award goes to
Ratatouille.
Ratatouille. What a great movie!
I love that movie.
I love that movie. Made me want to eat.
Does it? What?
What?
It makes you want to eat.
Yeah. I love that movie.
No, man. It's inspiring.
It is inspiring. Yeah. It was good.
And, you know, he's related, so we got a... You know,
He's a rodent.
Yeah, he's a rodent. He's in the family.
Any movie about rodents is good.
Yeah.
It's nepotism. Over the Hedge.
Nepotism. Over the Hedge. I completely forgot about that
one.
That
was this year, though. Was it?
I think so.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, it's an honorable mention for
Chad. Oh, yeah, man. That would have been a hard one.
I went with Amazing Grace. for my Bushytail Award.
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace. Great movie about a Christian guy involved in politics in England trying to get this, trying to stop the slave trade.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that guy.
Yeah. Very good movie. My honorable mention went to Stranger Than Fiction. Was actually a Chaz recommendation.
Oh, that's a good movie.
I will not watch a Will Ferrell movie normally, but Chaz says, no, you got to watch it. So yeah. I did, and it turned out to be great.
Yeah, yeah. He's got kind of a bent, twisted sort of humor.
But this isn't a Will Ferrell movie. It's not fair to say this is a Will Ferrell movie.
No, but his quirkiness,
yes,
is effectively used.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Because you keep expecting him to go Will Ferrell,
yeah,
and he doesn't.
No,
he plays it straight.
Yeah.
And really the first part of the movie I didn't really care for until Dustin Hoffman came into the movie, and then I was like, oh, okay, now. But you needed the beginning of the movie to set everything up,
right? And his we won't go into that though.
But yeah, it was great. Okay, so. There's my Bushytail Award and my runner-up. What do we got for... let's see what we can do. Book. What do we got for a book?
A book. Do we have a book category?
Yes, we had a book category. Did you not read any books this year? you were telling me about a great book about a missionary.
I don't think anything that anybody would recognize.
Well, that doesn't matter.
But I don't remember the name of that book.
Oh.
So that doesn't really count.
Okay. You didn't read any good books this year?
The best book that I think that I've read this year is the Psychology of Influence.
Yeah, Psychology of Influence. You read that all during the spring and early summer.
Yeah, it's an excellent book on how
who wrote that?
People get influenced. Robert Cialdini.
Ah,
something like that.
Okay.
So, very good book.
Cool. My Bushytail Award goes to Ted Dekker for writing the trilogy, really. Red, what's called the Circle Trilogy, but Red was my favorite book. I'll name it down, pull it down to a book.
This one right here?
That one right there, yes.
Yeah, just reached right down and grabbed it.
Ted Dekker, Red.
It's not red, though.
The book is actually black.
The lettering's red, but the...
Yes.
Yeah. And green.
No, black.
Black is not black.
No, it's like green. Green. But the lettering's black.
Yeah.
And white.
Is not white?
I don't remember. I don't have white. White is loaned it out.
Oh.
It's a good book. It's sort of a science fiction type of book. It's kind of weird. It's not easy to explain because he's in two different time periods and he travels back and forth. Whenever he falls asleep here, he wakes up in an alternative reality. And whenever he falls asleep in the alternative reality, he wakes up here. But the two realities are connected, and he's trying to basically save the world in both realities. So,
okay. What was that? What was that show where the guy was time traveling?
I don't remember. This isn't time traveling. No, this is two different realities.
Oh,
time traveling.
The different.
Yeah. He keeps waking up and thinking he's dreaming, but he realizes it's real. And he wakes up and he thinks he's been dreaming. He thinks he's dreaming because every dream seems like reality. And then
that's a Schwarzenegger movie.
What?
Isn't that a Schwarzenegger movie?
No, this is very good.
Didn't he do that?
No.
Where
you talking about Total Recall?
Yeah, Total
Recall.
That
was all memory messing with his head, though.
Well, yeah.
Okay, next.
Okay, what's
next?
TV.
TV show?
Yeah. What's your TV show?
My Bushytail Award is going to have to go to a new TV show. It's going to have to go to Pushing Daisies. I really like that.
Really? Is it still on?
Yes.
It didn't just like run a couple pilots and then cancel it?
No, it's still good.
Okay.
It's going, doing good, doing great.
What's it about?
It's very good. It's a quirky little show about a guy who, it's a love story, really, but that's in a minute. The show's about a guy who has if he touches something dead, whatever it is, comes back to life. Okay?
Okay.
For 1 minute. If he touches it again within that one, well, if he touches it again ever. Okay? If he touches it again ever, it goes back to being dead and it stays dead. Can't bring it back to life after that. Okay?
Okay.
But if he lets it stay alive for more than 1 minute, something has to take its place. Something else has to die. So, for instance, when he was a kid, his mom tripped in the kitchen and fell and broke her head. Like she slipped on something and fell and busted her head on the floor, and it killed her. And he reached over and touched her. This is when he figured out he had this power. He reached over and touched her, and she woke up. Okay? Mm-hmm. She came back to life. But after 1 minute, the neighbor across the street fell down dead because she couldn't stay alive for more than 1 minute. And then that night, she reached over to kiss him goodnight, kissed him, and fell over dead. So he lost his mom, and his next-door neighbor guy died. So, but the show is not – and it sounds real dark.
It's a terrible show.
Well, and he gets hooked up with this private detective, and they go around bringing people back to life for 1 minute and finding out who did the crime, and then they'll collect money.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah, it sounds like a very dark move, dark show, but it's not. It's filmed very funny. It's sort of like Northern Exposure where it's kind of quirky, you know. Uh-huh. And it's very funny. And the premise of the show, though, really is centered around the fact that he goes in to do one of these investigations with this detective. This is on the very first show. He goes in, and it happens to be the love of his life, his girlfriend from when he was a kid.
Oh, cool.
And she, her dad, was the one who died next door, one that killed over when his mom stayed alive.
He's kind of responsible for that, isn't he?
Yeah. So he goes in and touches her, and he's supposed to, you know, supposed to touch her, find out who killed her, and then touch her again so that she goes back to being dead. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't do that because he loves her. So he doesn't touch her, and so she stays alive. But the problem with that is now they both love each other, and they're both alive, and they're very much in love, but they can't touch each other because if they ever touch, she dies and stays dead.
Does she know that?
Yes.
How did she know that?
He told her.
And she was cool with that?
Well, it's a quirky show. Yeah, they kind of go by that. So, yeah, it's okay. So, we spent way too much time talking about that. My runner up was a new show this year, it was The Closer.
But I like that. I like that show, though, because it's got the whole thing is based on decisions.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's all,
you know,
weird situations.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Impossible decisions and that kind of thing. Okay.
You said you read a rumor, your runner up. What?
Now, they have to make a decision. Like, for instance, they had to make a decision like if they were going to stay in love. They're in love. But do they – but there were these other people who were falling in love with them. And so they had to make a decision. Well, if we stay together, we can never touch.
Right.
So it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
But we can go have a real relationship with these other people.
Mm-hmm.
But then they decided to stay together. So my runner-up was The Closer, which is not new. It's not a new show. It's just a show that I really enjoy. And it was still great. So.
Okay.
The runner-up. Yes, yours, TV.
Well, it's a hard split between the two, but I like Ace of Cakes.
Okay.
Because he's an entrepreneur, and he puts a big value on friendship.
He hired all his friends.
He hires his friends, yeah. And he treats everybody as friends, as equals, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And even though he's still running the place.
He's the welder, right?
He's the guy who likes to...
And he was a welder before he became a cake maker?
I don't know about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But he likes to do things with his hands and stuff.
Cool.
But, and then the other one that I like is Mad Money.
That's not a TV show, dude.
Dude, that's a TV show.
It's not a TV show.
It's a TV show.
Okay. This is good. All right. Let's do songs.
Okay.
What was your song of the year?
Now, I'm not as big of a music aficionado as you are. So I actually...
You have very good taste in music, though.
I actually heard a lot of music through you.
Thank you.
But the one that I have to say that I like is Kofi Anderson.
Which is something you found on your own. Or Jill found it.
Sort of. She found... YouTube. Somebody turned her onto a YouTube clip that he had posted.
Oh.
And then I went and searched and found his albums on iTunes, and I bought them.
Okay, well, give us a little sample there.
Okay.
I'm parked in front of your parents' house, so come on, jump in my ride. You know my name, Gypsy Woman.
What was his name again?
It's Kofi Anderson.
Very good.
Cool. Yeah, and he spells his first name. It's kind of different. So it's a C-O-F-F-E-Y.
Yeah.
And I just looked them up on iTunes, and I like to, because you can, on iTunes, you can preview the songs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I went through and kind of previewed all of his songs, mm-hmm. and I liked it enough that I bought both albums. So, anyway.
Cool.
What's yours?
That's it? You got a runner-up?
I just got the one.
One?
Okay. Just the one, yeah.
I don't have a runner-up either, but I do have a male and a female song. The male song is called, Undeniable by Matt Kearney.
Okay.
It was a hit.
Do you have a clip?
Yeah. Abandon a girl could slip through your fingers. Feet hit the ground like a beat for the lonely. On a path beaten down by the crowds in the morning. If only I could touch past the phony. If only they were there now to hold me. The questions keep droning. You're the only one who stuck it out last night. The only other one who caught the other line. You're the only one when this world collides. The one I can't deny. I say, it's undeniable. So there you go. There's a little piece of it. It's Matt Kearney, and it's called Undeniable. And it's got a little rap in it, but he plays all the instruments. It's a real song.
Yeah.
So it sounds fresh. So it's got the little rap fresh, and then it's got the cool little cool hook chorus. So
yeah.
It's Christian. So
I've heard him, and you've played him in the car or whatever, and I like that too. Good stuff.
Good stuff. So, my female song of the year is a little different. It's very secular, and it's real slow and kind of give you a little taste of it. What it is. So there you have I Will by Mozilla. Mozilla. I'm sorry, Mozilla. It's cool. M-O-Z-E-L-L-A. And, I found her. I don't even know how I found her now. Don't remember. I think I found her on YouTube.
Oh, really?
I think so. Weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, they took away Napster, so it's like, where are you going to find new music now? You got to,
Oh, right.
You got to play around and be inventive. And
yeah.
So... Yeah, so I like all of her music. It's hard to pick one song from that album, but I chose I Will. Okay, ready to move on?
Yeah.
Favorite toy of the year. Your favorite toy.
Well, you put the toy category out there, but I don't know that. I mean, I don't think of it as a toy, but my favorite.
Oh, it's a toy.
My favorite device is my iPhone.
Your iPhone.
The iPhone has got to be the consumer electronic device of the year. I mean, it functions flawlessly. It's intuitive to use.
Yeah.
There's never been a time when I've said, I didn't need this thing. I mean, the other day, this guy, needed directions.
Yeah.
And I said, hold on. I pulled out the iPhone. And I popped the map because it has the maps in it. Mm-hmm. And I got the map and I was able to help the guy figure out where he needed to be. You know, because he was going for he was trying to show up for the first day of work.
Oh.
You know, and cool. He didn't want to be late and all stuff like that. So it came in completely handy. So it helps, somebody outside yourself.
There you go. Very cool. My favorite toy also is my phone. Mine is the Trio. I actually got it last year, not this year, but I don't think I got it in time to have a Bushy Tail Award for last year, but it doesn't matter because it's still my favorite toy of the year, even though it wasn't maybe new this year. In fact, I just bought my second Trio. This is the broadband version of the Trio. It's to me, after playing with the iPhone, I was expecting a little more out of the Trio, the newer version of the Trio.
Really?
It's just not as slick as, it's not as fast on the internet as the iPhone and that kind of thing. But still, you cannot beat the Trio, to me, for versatility. It is the Swiss Army knife of phones.
Yeah.
It plays, I mean, your iPhone does a lot, but I mean, this thing has, I've never come across a need that this thing will not do.
Well, and you can add things to it.
Oh yeah. I mean, like you say, it's got maps on it. It's got this new one that I just got, it's got the NFL Network on it. I can watch NFL television, NFL television. It's got, you know, you can load games on it. You can use it as a GPS device. You can, you name it, it's got it on there.
I gave
Faith my old one.
I got YouTube. I got a YouTube button.
You do have YouTube, and I can watch YouTube on this new one, yeah. But not all of YouTube. You can watch all of YouTube, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'd have to say that was one of the...
I can only do YouTube mobile.
That was one of the things that I really thought was awesome was... the YouTube button.
Yeah.
It's like that's kind of saying something.
Yeah, that is saying
something. A whole YouTube button.
This is true.
I mean, just, I don't know.
I don't understand why they can't put a regular phone jack, a regular headphone jack on the stupid phones. Both of ours have got headphone issues. Yours is a regular size, but it's set so far down in there. You gotta actually take out your pocket knife and modify anything you want to put in it.
Yeah, it's kind of set up for the whole earbuds, whatever earbuds.
Yeah, the ones that Apple makes.
Yeah,
and mine, I don't have that issue, but I have the issue of it's the size smaller that nobody makes. It's like the 3-point. I have to carry an adapter around with me. Everybody.
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
I don't understand the premise for doing all that. But anyway, so that's our toy awards for the year. What's your favorite? So what's the next one? Shirt. What's your favorite shirt?
What?
Yeah, your favorite shirt. This one right here is my.
Favorite shirt.
Yeah, it's a Zambini. It was made in Pakistan.
Really?
And yeah, it's very, very nice. I like this shirt. I wore the crap out of this shirt this year. What's your favorite shirt for the year?
I don't know. Favorite shirt? I don't know. I wasn't prepared to have a favorite shirt.
You don't have a favorite shirt? You haven't wore a shirt this year?
I think it's what I'm wearing right now.
This shirt you got on now? You didn't wear that this summer.
I know I didn't wear it this summer, but I waited all summer to wear it.
Oh, okay.
It's a long sleeve.
You were looking forward to it.
Not Eddie Bauer. What's the...
Yeah, Eddie Bauer?
No.
Lands In?
No.
No?
Yeah, I think it's Eddie Bauer.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, and I got it off and I really like it because I like the knit or whatever.
Yeah, it's like thermal.
And but it's real lightweight and it's I got it on sale. So like I
cheap
got two of them. Yeah, cheap. Yeah,
Chaz is the cheapster. Oh,
hey boys, I heard y'all was giving away some Bushy Tail awards.
Yeah, Buford, did you?
I got a Bushy Tail. I mean, I got a. I got an award. I want to add to the list here.
It's mighty big of you to admit, there, Buford.
Yep. Hold on. I'll bring it in just a second.
What's he talking about?
I don't know. It's scaring me though.
Oh, it's a bucket.
Yeah, here it is. It's in this bucket right here.
The last time you brought in a bucket.
Oh, that stinks. What is that?
It's full of fish heads or something.
It's a fish. This is my favorite fish of the year right here. It's a halibut. And, it's what's left of it after I ate it. It was good. Oh, man, it was good.
Another?
It's a dead fish in a bucket.
Another dead fish in a bucket. You did that last year.
I think I can see a pattern.
What's your point?
I'm just saying it's gross. And you should have learned your lesson last year.
I don't know what you're talking about there, but I just want to give this fish, it didn't have a bushy tail. It actually had like a spiny tail, I guess is what you'd call them, right? Spiny tail on a fish?
Sure, yeah. Fin.
But I think it should deserve a bushy tail award for being such a good fish. Oh, it was tasty, let me tell you. You want a little bite of it?
No, don't.
I think I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, that's nasty, beautiful.
All right, then, well. It was good. I didn't have to put tartar sauce on it or nothing. See y'all later.
I'm sure when it was fresh,
it
was fine.
Like 3-4 months ago?
Yeah. But no, not now. Why is he doing that?
Never get the smell out of here. What?
Why does he do that?
Oh, because he likes it. He likes grossing us out.
He likes the shock factor?
Yes. That's what he does. That's okay. What he does. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us today, this week. Did you have more bushy tails? Did you have anything else to add? Any extra categories there? I had the shirt category. Anything you want to throw at me? Website.
Website, yeah. What was your favorite website?
No, go ahead. It's your topic. What was yours?
I don't know. See, I have a lot of websites that I go to. Okay,
one that's not yours.
Oh.
Carbuyingprinciples.com.
No, not that one. Although you can go there. I don't know. I think my favorite site has been Delicious.
Oh, really?
Oddly enough. And that's just for bookmarking stuff.
Is it a cooking site, recipe?
No. It's for bookmarking stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah. And I've used it a number of times to go back and find something that, what was that thing? You know, and I go back and I search through my bookmarks and it's there. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Cool. Good.
I've used it a lot.
The site I spent the most time on this year is a toss-up between My Life Ministries forums and Google Gmail. But I don't think either one of those really counts as far as giving an award away. So my favorite is Swarm. It's still Swarm.
Oh, yeah.
Diggs Swarm. I really wish they had a sports swarm where you could pick the category.
You know they've updated that, right?
No.
It's cool. It's even cooler now than it was before.
Really? Yeah. I've seen the new version.
Yeah, you gotta go look. They have rings and stacks and
well, yeah. That's labs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not talking about labs. I'm talking about swarm.
No, swarm's cool too.
Yeah, swarm hasn't been updated. I wish that you could just pick a category. I wish I could pick sports. Because I don't care about all that. They have all kinds of stuff in there I don't care about. And they don't do sports in there. It's all other stuff that half of it I don't care about. But it does keep me updated. And I just think it's so interactive and so – just so cool. So
– cool.
That's my favorite website still. I wish they made it for other things.
Just the swarm part?
Yes.
Swarm. So you want it to the site?
Yeah, I wish like there was a forum. I wish there was a PHP skin or something. Oh, you know?
That'd be cool if we could do that on the forum. My Life Ministries.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We've talked about it, but just like, you want to spend $7,000 on development or?
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It would cost more than we.
Then we get sued by Dig.
Yeah.
All right. So those were our categories. Those were our Bushy Tail Awards. If you have your own, feel free to share them with us. MyLifeMinistries.org /forums.
What day is this?
Thursday?
Thursday, yeah.
Is it Thursday?
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Friday.
One more day. When's New Year's?
New Year's is on the 2nd. New Year's Eve is on I'm sorry. Yeah, it's on the 2nd this year. They changed it.
Oh, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday. That's
Tuesday
what I meant.
Next week,
I meant Tuesday.
Okay.
Monday, the 31st.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got you.
I will be in Wisconsin.
All right.
Wisconsin.
The how they say it?
No, I'm exaggerating a little bit.
Okay.
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 All right. Bye, Elskandias, everybody. And you deserve a Bushy Tail Award for listening to Two Blind Squirrels.
Two Blind Squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.